Civil liberties lawyers are warning today that documents published by WikiLeaks raise the alarming possibility that police may be using their search powers illegally. The WikiLeaks documents suggest that New South Wales police have invested more than $2.5 million on German surveillance software that officers are using to hack into suspects' smartphones and computers, as Deborah Cornwall reports.
The Secretary for the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, Stephen Blanks, has called for an urgent clarification from New South Wales Police.
This revelation raises significant questions about whether the New South Wales Police are operating within the law.
He says WikiLeaks documents have confirmed spyware is now a routine investigative weapon for New South Wales Police, but if police are relying on the state's powerful covert search warrant legislation, there's a real possibility police themselves have been acting illegally.
Well, I wonder whether the police are being entirely honest with the judges who issue the warrants, because the form of warrant for a covert search warrant doesn't clearly include the power to use this kind of hacking software. It could well be that the issuing authorities are being misled.
It's more than 5 years since New South Wales Police were given extraordinary search powers, once reserved exclusively for its elite anti-terrorism squads. The covert search warrant laws effectively gave all police the power to secretly search a suspect's property and their neighbours for offences as minor as property damage. But according to Stephen Blanks, the legislation didn't even contemplate the use of police spyware, nor did it give police the right to hack into the private lives of the suspect's innocent neighbours.
When the covert search warrant regime was introduced, there was a heavy emphasis on accountability because of the very radical nature of the warrant. But these warrants don't allow generalised software computer hacking. They are premises-based warrants, so the police can enter premises, they can search computers there, they can use computers at those premises to access other networks.
So what you're saying is this was never intended to enable cyber sleuthing?
Certainly, as I understand, they were never intended to cover this kind of software which enables police from the safety of their own offices to secretly hack into and alter computer networks. It really is something that's very, very concerning, and police shouldn't have these powers. And if they do have these powers, they've got to be subject to real accountability.
Well, of course, the New South Wales Police response to this revelation has been, we can't tell you how we're using it, that's operational.
Look, I hope the police are not saying that they should be entitled to use these kinds of extraordinary powers without any accountability whatsoever. The police have never been authorised to operate in secret.
That's the Secretary of the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, Stephen Blanks, speaking to Deborah Cornwall.